till the end.
Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
The Lord says the error that has manifested itself in your family can only be erased completely, because what you have been doing has been cutting off the branches. The Lord says, you, the next generation, must bind yourself to a covenant that you will only serve the Lord. The Lord said, because maybe we need to have another session, I need to explain to you how to raise family altars, how to erect new family altars. Because sometimes you bind and you cast out, but you don't replace it. And that becomes a vacant spot. So, if you fall into that category, if your siblings are Christians, you need to have a meeting with them. A deity was brought into your house. Sometimes these deities don't come in the form of statues. They come as materials. And that is all Satan needs. Somebody goes somewhere and gives you a cloth or gives you a material or gives you something, and you just think it's nothing. Not you, those before you. Or taking money or receiving favor from someone that bows to a deity that is not Jesus. Any money or favor you receive from there is your registration form. And for those of you that have only one person that is doing well in your family, that your uncle. We need to call your uncle and ask him questions, because he's not worshiping Jesus. And so you need to come and explain to us what's going on here. You must be spiritually sensitive. For that particular family, the four of you will come together and establish a new altar and declare that from today, from your generation, you will only serve the Lord. The Lord said the day the four of you come together to erect that altar, the old proclamation will expire. So don't pray alone again. That one will preserve you, but it will not preserve your siblings. Call them. Appeal to them. And I believe this word is for someone here. There's a particular lady here. Some time ago, or maybe some years ago, someone came to your house, visited your mom, and gave her a piece of cloth. It was a gift. The Lord said that you have been asking, where are all these problems come? What's the source? The Lord said that's the source. Because one of the strategies, the stratagem of Satan is craftiness. It's not every gift that you should accept. Especially if you don't have a solid prayer life. There are some people, if Satan gives them anything, that one don't go with that too. Because they go chop up. But not everybody is at that level. Two pastors went to preach in a meeting, and the Lord told one pastor, don't eat here. The Lord did not stop the other pastor, and that one simply prayed and ate the food. Later, it was found that the food given to the other pastor was poisoned. And then the other pastor went to the Lord. Why did you permit me? Why did you permit the other pastor to eat? And you did not permit me to eat. He said that one's level is higher than yours. That one, if he eats, he will not die. You, if you eat, you are dead. The secret is your spiritual routine. Give yourself to God. This 10 minutes prayer that you think God understands, he doesn't, and Satan doesn't. Deliver yourself from mental slavery. One prophet gave us that message some years ago. Emancipate yourself. If your life is so smooth and easy, maybe they are already done with you. The thing about developing a robust altar with the Lord is that if you don't know why you need it, you won't do it. Please sit down. One of the greatest enemies to the fire of God is a logical mind. If your prayer partner is a very logical person, you will pray for long. Because you may be praying and Lord will say, stand up and take 7 steps. He will say, why? Doesn't make sense. Say, why? The same way the prophet said to the king, he said, strike the ground. The least he could have said was, how many times? He just did it 3 times. You see, rational mind thinks that 3 is a perfect number. And the prophet never allowed him to do it again. If it was a pastor, he would just say, oh yeah, quickly do it again. No. One shot. You have one shot. The prophet told him, you will only defeat your enemies 3 times. Woo! Meanwhile, the battles that were skinned against that king and his kingdom were supposed to be 6 or 7 times. Which means he will only have 3 breakthroughs. But he will never go back to the people and tell them we will only win 3 times. He kept quiet. If I was the one, I would have gone on the mountain immediately to reverse that thing. Because the prophet said it and died. Listen, when the Lord asks you to take prophetic postures, you stay at it until there is a witness in your spirit that you should stop. Don't be. God did not go to Unilag. God is not an educated person. I came to tell you that the way of spirits are way beyond Covenant University. They are way beyond Harvard. If the Lord tells you, my son, I want to set free, come and roll on the floor, and you say, oh, I'm wearing suit. You say, I'm wearing suit, that I cannot solve my white uniform. So you will keep your white, but go with your problem. Listen, the foundation for spiritual authority is that you are able to take instructions. That's the foundation. Because the authority that God vests on you is first of all connected to how you listen to him. If you listen to him when it is convenient, oh my brother, you will inherit a lying spirit. That's why you see Christians, they can lie. Some Christians, they are very good in the church. They can. But if you meet them in the business world, oh, you have met a liar. You can inherit a lie, and you'll be convincing yourself that this is not church, this is business. This is how we do it. But you have no integrity. Listen to me. You will inherit a lying spirit. And that means you will have no inheritance. There are spirits that gravitate towards people with no fire, like a lying spirit. They will gravitate towards you. They gravitate towards you. And that's why when you come before God's presence, one of your prayers must be that, Lord, search me. Peradventure, there's any evil way in me. Peradventure, I have accumulated spirits. I have accumulated lies. I have accumulated deceitfulness. Lord, the first 2 hours of this prayer is for you to search me. You may think nobody knows. The price tag is your inheritance. Please sit down. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. Let me tell you, for those of you that have children, if your children are above 7, 8 years, don't pamper them. Don't pamper them and tell them, don't worry. See, you know how you got to where you are. Don't pamper them. You know that your native name, the name from your, the real name of your father, who is Ebonhon. You know, in Benin, that one, juju they hear. Juju they hear. Juju get ears, they hear. You know that's your real name. You now came to Lagos, you change your name to Mike S. You put S. Tell your children, you may be going to Corona, but you must speak in tongues. Hey. Don't pamper them. This generation, this Sorosoke generation, the only thing they know how to do is talk. This long vac, the next one, July, August, September, plan for them before they plan for you. Tell them that next year we are going on a retreat. It is in this house. Wake you. I want you to see how I pray. So I'm giving you the project for next year now. Because they will lie now and tell you that they are already in school. So no problem. Long back, God will spare all of us. We'll be here. But between you and myself, somebody will receive fire. So you just don't talk to me. Just say it's going to be fun. Buy chocolate, buy biscuits, put it on the table. Let them be seeing it. But it is for those who pray. I wish someone told me that my lineage. I wish someone told me. If not for my mother, I would never have known. I wish someone would have told me early that my forefathers were the ones, the lineage of masquerades. They have a chieftaincy title. It's very nice. If you see the title, you will not know that it has anything to do with it. And you are looking at me, your own forefathers. Your own forefathers. They were the ones holding the knife. We only dance in the market square. That's why if God wants to correct the error in certain generation, he must raise a man of God. Yeah. It's not just any elk. A man of God must come out. It was fun, no? It was fun. New Yam Festival, they'll come out and dance. They'll do all of... Then they decided it was my father that they wanted to use to resurrect that office. And my father told them, I'm a Christian now. I'm also a titled man in my church. I cannot be the whatever title of this idol and also be in church and be the chief treasurer. So he told them in his own innocence. If you have parents, go and ask them to tell you your real history. Your name was not Michael before. Your name was Ebonhon. Ogunyimika, Ogunmurede, Shotimeyin. That Shotimeyin is Osho, sorcery, wizard. Do you know the difference between a witch and a sorcerer? Who knows the difference? Okay, $20. Going, going, gone. Okay. You did not raise your hand, please. You see, money, this money, anytime, you see, the church, I just set trap. I said, this church is quiet. And I put money on the table. See, everywhere is alive. I think it's time for us to pray. You can learn the art of witchcraft. A sorcerer is born with it. A sorcerer is like Brother Merlin. It's born with it. You don't need incantation. Just move your hand. Uh-huh. Please give me my scripture. I have something better than that here. Be sober, but be vigilant. Because your adversary, what is the word adversary here? Talk to me. Who has an idea what that? Sir? You said? Your opposer. I'm looking at the Greek. Hey, we know they read this Bible. Let me tell you what that means here. Let me save you the Greek edict. Let me just tell you what it means. It says your opponent as in a lawsuit. Hello? That word adversary. In the court, we have the prosecutor. We have the defense. Talk to me. Those of you that have gone to court before. Man of God, help me, Biko.
Claimant and defendant in civil suits. So
the lawyer, let's assume I'm the one they took to court. Eh? So the other guys, the ones who are the lawyer and the other person, what are they? I'm the what? I'm the one they took to court.
In a criminal suit, the lawyer and the people that took you to court, they are your prosecutors.
They are the prosecutors. I am the defense. I'm the one that wants to prove that I was in my house, but they said I should come and defend myself. I'm the accused. So my lawyer is what? The accused lawyer. Eh? The defender of the universe. Amen. So that scripture, this is very legal scripture. I want you to look at it. Say your adversary. Your lawyer, this prosecutor, who is the devil? Is what? As a roaring lion, is what? Seeking whom? That means you don't need to offend him. If he finds you loitering, if he finds you not in the service of your king, if he finds you making excuses, he can bring you to court. Even if you are doing the right thing, they can go to God and say, that your servant, Job, is not sincere. Now, the prescription from the Lord in a matter like this, because listen to me, you will end up in this court before you die. I guarantee you, if your life is a very boring one, you will go to this court at least 25 times or 30 before you die. That is that you are not effective for the Lord. Oh. But you are even serving God. Oh. Just tell your lawyer, put him on retainership. We have a lawyer here. We have another one here. You'll be on retainership. You can be summoned anytime. And pay them well. But there was a prescription that the Lord gave us here. And that's what I want us to look at. He said, be what? Be sober. What does it mean to be sober? Not under the influence of alcohol. Right? To be discreet. What does it mean? I don't know if this has a legal perspective to say to be sober. Because when you are in court and you are always jumping up and react, do you notice that when you are in court, until they summon you, you can't even talk? It's your lawyer. And if your lawyer was sent to finish you, a bad lawyer can destroy your case, even if you have a good one. Say, be sober. Where else did this issue of sober and vigilant come up in the Bible again? Let me give you another example where Jesus said, watch and pray. Does it match? Be sober. For you to have a very good case in court, you must be free from influences that are not of the Holy Spirit. That's what it means to be sober. You must be free of what? Every influence that is not of the Holy Spirit. Because we are in court. And Jesus made a very profound statement. He said, the enemy cometh and finds nothing in me. What Satan is looking for is not sin, it is weight. I wish somebody head down. What Satan is looking for in court is to discredit your testimony. It is not that you are guilty. You brought a case and, oh, this person, he tried to invited me to a hotel. And he had some ill intentions towards me. And then you as the lady took him to court. And you started crying. And please, may I warn you, I've been warned as a banker, be careful of crying women. Whether as a patient, customer, client, the moment they start crying, your case is concluded. I was warned in training school. The ladies were seated when they were warning us. My female colleagues were, it's only in church we like to be politically correct. I said they warned me. A brother called me, somebody referred a brother to me from one country. I won't mention where. The brother is a doctor. And he tried to attend to a lady who came. And the lady said it touched her in a particular way. But sister, they have been touching you. Oh, good. The place you are coming from now is your boyfriend's house. And that one, oh, if we count the touch risk. Now, she came and reported this boy to the hospital administration. The thing became, they have a board, a medical board. The case went there, and the resolution was that the boy, the brother, was going to be sent back to Nigeria because he's a Nigerian doctor. If he loses that, and every time the girl kept crying. If anybody is crying beside, tell him, say, okay, calm down. So we shift the meeting because I want us to address this matter. No crying here. You must understand that Satan's tactics is manipulation. And Satan will not fight fear. Satan will not mind to discredit you in front of those God has put in your life. Satan will do anything to destroy your name. So Jesus said, what? Be sober. When they put you in the stand, there's only one thing the other lawyer is trying to find out. He touched you, he said yes. So can I ask you, on the 25th of August, you visited him at his house after, by the close of business. He said yes. Say, I went to pick my computer. Okay, you left your computer there. Oh, so that means you've been there before. Say yes, okay. Then in July, you met in front of his house. And you both went out for lunch. Say, yes, sir. All right. So you've been having like lunch together? Say yes. Say, but as friends. Okay. This man reported that you left your shirt once at his place because you closed late and you needed to go back to work. Say yes, it was just one day. So you have, you see, the lawyer is not saying anything. No. He's just trying to tell the jury that your testimony is not legit. It's not in his place to say you are lying. But he can present your case in such a way that she don't get case. She don't go to the house before. She don't go. In fact, she go in midnight. And that's why, as a policy, hear me now. Hear me. All of you that are here, hear me. Including those that are online. If I'm talking to you for the first time as a lady, I don't care. I don't care if the devil has gotten to your doorstep. Send me a message first or a voice note. I will not speak to you directly until you tell me why you are here. It's ancient wisdom. You see, they even agree. The children agree. Yeah. Tell me. Let it be on record that you reached out first. MDs, hear me. Business owners, hear me. Tomorrow, when the crime starts, one of the things they will use against you is that you are the one who came to them. All right. Say, be sober. You need to see the case in front of you. You need to be able to see all the facts of the case. It's not that when they are reading the case, you sit in your or you sit and say, hello, we don't do that here. We are in court. Satan wants you to lose two things, and the case is over, even if you are lied against. He wants you to overreact. He wants you to react in the flesh. He wants you to behave as if you are under a particular influence. He wants you to cry. He wants you to fight, and they are now holding you. Try to say, it's not mentally stable. It's not mentally stable. That's what they just want to prove. And that's why when they are in some of these child custody cases, one of the things they want to do is to prove that the man is a violent person. A child should not be with him. So they will start saying things that will provoke the man in court. Like, you did it. Hey, the man is that you think you are making a point. The judge is just watching that. Because he has seen that we cannot leave our children. Meanwhile, you are just feeling the pain that this girl is lying. It's a lie. It was, they knew what they were doing. It's manipulation. I took it from you. Put up that scripture. Say, be sober. Sometimes when you are overwhelmed, how do I maintain my soberness? Because sometimes I may genuinely be overwhelmed. Sometimes I may feel cheated and you want to react. Your reaction is not on the stage, it's in the prayer room. Hear me now. The answer that you are looking for is not on the stage, it's in the prayer room. We will answer every matter, but the right way. So you can have the stage. I will have the threshing floor. The things I have seen about spiritual people have made me realize that I cannot assume a person's spiritual status by the way he looks. A lot of gentle people are ferocious in the spirit. You cannot sound like Pastor Adeboye, and you go and look. He's 10 times his height in the spirit realm, but that's why you see, they say, just be humble. Just be humble. Because what he's carrying can set a nation on fire. Even when he's talking to his church members, people will say, he's talking to Nigeria. I mean, I'm talking to my church member. They twist it. That's how we wait. So the man, now very soon he'll stop talking. Say, be sober. Soberness is required, especially when what you need is revelation. Soberness is the answer to a logical mind. Because many times, there are things you will see that would defy the laws of science and nature. There are things you cannot see. If you just look at it and so you say, this thing looks like it's a child of nature. Nature is just playing its hand. It's not nature, sir. They are conspiracies. How do you know? And many people today are victims of conspiracies because the general atmosphere is an entertainment social media atmosphere. So anywhere there's entertainment, there's no discernment. Anywhere. Once you see entertainment, there's no discernment. That's why scripture says, do not look at wine when the cup is red. You know that, some of you don't understand that. It's our bagba that we understand that one. Do not look at the cup. Do not look at the wine when it is red. I would have brought wine here today. You know when your eyes become leery? You are somewhere at the club and they are just jamming you. And you are just staring at the cup. Can see red. Once you see red, you are drunk. Once you can see red, your friend is talking to you, but you are not looking at you. You are looking at the cup. Otilo, you are drunk. So, Proverbs said, do not look at the cup when the wine is red. Said, once it's red, the spirit has taken over. The evil spirit has taken over. You will drink till they lock that door. You will drink. Many Christians are victims because they are not sober. And I'm telling you that anytime you feel that you are overcharged and you have been cheated, no. Fighting is not the response. When Jesus was overwhelmed, he found a place where he had never prayed before. That was the garden. Where was that garden? Gethsemane. I hope you also know that he prayed there and his sweat was like blood. I hope you also know that the first Adam, his matter was decided in a garden. The first Adam, their matter was in a garden. There is no way Jesus would have crossed over to the cross without getting into a garden. Because he must identify the same process. From the garden, God also brought an animal that was killed and blood was shed because his own son was also going to shed his blood. And it was only after the blood was shed that they had covering for Adam and Eve. So Adam was the first person to benefit from the blood. That's why he's in heaven. And Eve, even though some of us, kingdom area boys, when we get to heaven, where is she? Markov, just rush her before the angels will hold you. Rush her. She is the reason why we are suffering. Rush her. Say, we don't fight here. Just give me 2 minutes. I only need 2 minutes. Rush her. Say, we are from the Kingdom Area Boys in Nigeria. I'm the national chairman. This is our secretary. And we've agreed before we left this planet that when we get there, she's the first item on the agenda. Every time you went to the hospital, every time doctor told you there's no treatment, every time doctor told you we don't know what's wrong with you, that is your mother that caused it, Eve. But you will not agree. So she should be praying, though. Because some of us are planning. Be vigilant. Pay attention to your spiritual environment. You have a natural environment and you have a spiritual environment. Pay attention. And let me tell you one of the ways you can do that. Especially if you live on your own. Is to ensure your room is in a particular state. There's a way you are going to arrange your room. Facing Jerusalem. Quote and unquote. Huh? Oh, did you hear me? I said your personal space must be arranged to face Jerusalem. I'm not talking about Israel. I'm saying arrange your room to have a spiritual sense of positioning and direction. Such that if you step out of that room and you come back after 3 days, if there was a break and entry, you will know. If someone came into that room, I would say, nothing to you because they shall. Even if you are not there, you shall. The moment you pray, you will feel this. Ah, who touched me? That's what Jesus said. He said, who touched me? He knew. Cannot be. Peter, no, in her, no, they connect power. Thomas, no faith. James, he's still thinking whether to do this ministry or to go back. He knows all the disciples. He said, no, be these people. He said, who touched me? Peter still spoke. On top, say, they disqualify. He still spoke. He said, Master, this is, I've always told you, let us undo PR. You are not a PR person. Let's undo your PR. Now, for your question, as per your question, can you see these people? The way, you know, I told you, let's organize this. Let's get soldiers and the bouncers. You say no, that you want to be a man of the people. Now, see. You are saying, is your wallet still with you? Because you say someone touch you. I love Peter. Because his transformation is also very wonderful. He's a very realistic person. And realistic people always miss it. As far as God is concerned, they may do well in the matters of life, but usually destiny, they make a lot of mistakes because God is not a rational person. He can ask you to be jumping 300 times every morning, and he will not tell you why for 25 years. Then after 25, he will not tell you that, go to the hospital, and doctor, tell why you are so healthy. He will not tell you that thing I told you to do, what killed your father was what I used that exercise to remove. But he will never tell you. He doesn't talk like that. He only tells you what you need to know. Which means most times when God speaks to you, it will not make sense. Be vigilant. All of a sudden, in an area where you have churches and everything, you now wake up one morning and you hear Rosh Allah. That's how they took over UK. UK is having a crisis now. A major one. Going from Nigeria to organize stadium motivational conference is not what they need. UK needs intercessors. People that can go from Africa and rent a stadium and for 7 days, when you are tired, give the mic to the next person. Because when they started, they didn't increase the volume of their speakers. It was just very, you know, you just hear from afar, who are those people? We don't know them. Then so what they did was, whenever someone comes into the country, you go to that area. They started gaining numbers. Do you understand what I taught you about how to dismantle territorial spirits? When I said you must get a quorum. So they follow the same principle. Marry several wives, bring them in. Then when you wake up one day, realize that you are the only Christian on this street, you move out. And they increase the volume. They can wait. That's how France fell. That's how Spain fell. Many of your countries in Europe, that's how they fell. They are willing to wait. But Christians don't know how to tarry. You see someone telling you with a loud, big microphone or a headset microphone, saying that the Holy Spirit has been given now. You don't need to wait on him. You don't need to tarry. You can receive it now. But we are not receiving anything. Since you said it up to now, we have not received anything. Because there is something about the Spirit. He always filters the unserious people. And the only way he does that is by delaying his manifestation. You cannot say because you pray 7 days that you have prayed. No, sir. The prayer ends when he talks. After the Holy Spirit speaks to you, that's when the prayer ends. So be vigilant. Pay attention. What's happening? What are the things going on around you? What are the kind of complaints that are coming to you about you? What are you overlooking? Be vigilant. Please put up that scripture. He said, because your adversary, the devil, the Spirit of God made it very clear who you are going to deal with. This guy will never be your friend, even if you live for 500 years. is your adversary. Your adversary, the devil, not the person in your office. He will use the person in your office, but that's not your enemy. Satan can use the person next to you, in your neighbor at home, but that's not your enemy. He says your adversary is the devil. So you must look beyond the person to see the spirit. And you need the discerning of spirits in operation to be able to tell what spirit you are dealing with. And the scripture was a bit descriptive about the nature of this enemy. He said it's a lion. Now, the thing about a lion is that a lion is already depicted as the king of the forest, which means this enemy understands royalty. This enemy has connections, which means if you do not understand how to present your case in court, if you come carelessly, you will suffer. He said he comes as a roaring lion, which means when you say a lion is not dangerous until it opens his mouth. I'm telling you. You are as close to your maker to the degree to which that lion opens his mouth. And I have personal experience. A good one anyway. Because when I went to Kenya, I said I wanted to see them. And I paid $120. I want you to be calculating it. $120 to get closer to death. And I saw buffaloes. I saw rhinoceros. Very huge and gigantic things. But they are very, a bit of a vegetarian nature, you know. They don't attack except you provoke them. And I took pictures. I brought my glass down and there was a lion just outside the door, and I took a picture and a video, and it was when I got back that I started uploading. People said, Pastor, where are you? Pastor, you know, we need to use wisdom. I said, look at this one. I'm already back in the country. You think if I'm anywhere, you will know. It's when I come, you will see the picture. Say, Pastor, where are you? I saw the videos. Is everything all right? Lions are having meetings. You are not a lion. That's why you are not there. I went to Kenya for continental lions meetings. The lions were walking around my vehicle and all of that. So I asked my guide. I said, why are they not ferocious? He said, they are eating. Which means every time Satan comes against you, he knows what he's doing. The attack is deliberate. It's not a coincidence. The attack is deliberate. No, you are not just hearing thoughts. It's deliberate. Something is happening here. And that's why you must know the indicators for knowing when the devil is at your doorstep. One of the indicators is that you start having some kind of thoughts. You start having some types of imaginations. You just sit down now. You just say, hey, it's as if they're just coming and say, mommy has died. Daddy has. Do you know that kind of thing? Who knows what I'm talking about? Like, if they call me now, hey, what will I do? The moment those thoughts find a soil, because those thoughts are seeds, when they find a soil in your soul, they will now be, it's now to send rain to water it. You just look at the way you are even doing. Are you sure? Are you sure you are doing the right? Are you sure you are going to get a job? Are you sure you are going to make it? Are you sure this is not the end of the road? Are you sure your customers will not jack back and leave you? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Did God say you should not eat of any fruit? Did God say? It's suggestive, but it's a thought. It's a seed. Whenever you start getting thoughts and getting imaginations, please understand your file has been opened. That brother lives in that foreign country. They brought him to the board to come and explain how he was touching the woman. The guy was speaking through his nose. Then someone called him, Oga, the solution to your problem is not here. Call this number. I've spoken to the pastor. And he called me. Hello, Pastor. Oh, my. Hello. I said, Oga, talk where? They go pursue you. They go pursue you. Talk. They see my voice now. My voice used to be very sonorous. Now, prayer, give and bass. It's not cold water, it's prayer, baritone. If I rest the voice for some time, you will hear the real, it's tenor. But when you look back and see what is pursuing you, you cannot stop. Then my child asked me, Daddy, why, with all your anointing, why didn't you deal with this thing? Because we will know they pray. Why didn't you deal with this thing? Unfortunately, Baba is tired. Baba is 80-something. He's ready to go. So, I beg. We don't need your fine voice. Settle the matter. So, I started praying for the brother. Because the moment he was brought into that country because of his medical whatever. So, if he's no longer able to practice, that means he has to leave. So what kind of job is he going to get? Banking? Crypto? Tell me. Then when you want to marry, you will now be explaining to the girl on about how you used to be a doctor. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. I told him, I said, it's warfare prayer. Can you pray? Because where I'm seeing you now, I don't know, you look mesmerized. On WhatsApp, pray for like 2-3 days. He's still there. I couldn't send him out. It's like 4 years now. You must know an attack. An attack is not a coincidence. That's why the scripture says, be sober. See it for what it is. An attack may be someone planted in your life. Yes. The person may not even know he is planted in your life. He's just a vessel. A porous vessel to be used by Satan when the time comes. When David was about to die, he called his son Solomon and said, this one, he must not die in peace. This one, this is his fate. This one. Why? There were people that came around him and they did him much evil. Even Jesus had a Judas. I say even Jesus had a Judas. Be sober. There are things you will never see if you are usual or if you are overly influenced by extraneous factors and may the Lord help all of us. That amen is weak. Because I'm preaching now, I'm remembering myself. May the Lord help us. Because when you lose your temper, you lose your authority. You cannot have both. All Satan needs to do is keep pushing your buttons. Keep pushing your buttons. Till you get to that place and you are empty inside. Do you think it's a coincidence that you waited on the Lord overnight and the next morning you are losing your temper? Do you think it's a coincidence that you told yourself this week I'm going to wait upon the Lord and that was the week one useless mosquito beat you? And it was like the malaria was instantaneous. Even you get what I'm saying? It's supposed to give you time immediately. Spiritual attacks are never coincidences. Now, in the first service, I spoke to us very briefly about the scorpions, about the serpent. Let me talk to you about the scorpions. Some of these scorpions, some of them are so brutal, they are venom. They are venom. Can kill a human being. They are creepy animals. Little foxes that spoil the vine. The goal of this is not to make you suspicious, but to make you discerning. So when they shoot all those neurotoxins into your body, what are the effects you see? Because sometimes when you are being attacked, you may not know. You only see the effect. Like prayerlessness. Prayerlessness can be the effect of a spiritual attack. Making excuses. There can be. It's not a sign you'll be attacked. It means you have been attacked. So the venom of these scorpions contain what we call neurotoxins. And when those things enter into your system or your bloodstream, you feel intense pain. You may experience swelling at the sting area, the sting site. Numbness. If you are stung around the hand, you may no longer feel that hand sometimes. And this is very significant. To when a Christian gets to that point and is no longer moved by spiritual things. When a Christian is no longer moved by eternal things. When a Christian has reasonable excuses for why his spiritual state is the way it is. It's numbness. It can lead to conversion or even paralysis if untreated. When you are stung by a scorpion, I'm sure you know that you need to get yourself to the hospital. Even if your forefathers used to be the one who treated scorpion bites in your village, but this is 2025. You must find yourself your way back. And please choose the hospital wisely. Some hospitals are sent to finish what the devil started. So get a good hospital where the doctor there has experience with scorpion. Get the church where the pastor. Are you with me? Because this message is not about hospitals. Where the pastor has experience with detonating bombs, spiritual bombs. Because some things cannot be taught in the classroom. You have to experience it too. Huh? That's why no matter what you do, before you become a doctor, you will go for anatomy class and fellowship with them. If you survive that class, oh, hallelujah. That means you can be a doctor. That chemical in that, I've forgotten the form. Is it formalin? Uh-huh. When you come out smelling like the dead, when they tell you to fellowship with a dead body, you put your hand inside. Some of you will faint. They will pour water on you. You rise up. You faint again. So yeah, put your hand. That's the hand you are planning to use for pandemic and later in the evening. You will not get home. You have to put your hands behind you. Somebody will be feeding. You dare. Anytime you want to put the hand inside, you remember where that hand has touched. Jump my back. One of our brothers here, I don't know if he's around or he's in the corner there. That corner over there. I don't know if he's around. I can see the wife. Amen. He was in that anatomy class, then he read. He ran for his life and said he wants to be an accountant. I don't blame him. If I was in that class, we would have run together. You have to know your calling. And he's doing well, amen. You have to know what God has. It's good to be a doctor. But you have to count the cost. Because for my lean and... You see swollen bodies. Swollen. Huh? They are like this, swollen. And you'll be in the class 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. till you become used to it. You think it's for naughty, a doctor will just come to a dead person and put his hand like this and say, time of death, 2 p.m. and walks away for nothing. The heart is now stone. There is a very dangerous species of the scorpion that is called the Death Stalker. I like that name. It's the name of a good company. Death Stalker. And it answers his name. This one is, don't worry, it's somewhere in North Africa. So don't worry if you are here. You may not see it. So, but that doesn't mean you should have fellowship with the unfruitful works of unrighteousness. But that one is in North Africa. But once that one touches you, that's it. What are the spiritual implications of Luke chapter 10 and verse 19? Where Jesus said, I give you authority over snakes and scorpions. What are some of the implications of this type of attack? Scorpions represent tormenting spirits because they usually operate in the dark, or they come out of the dark shadows, which means they can be in your space. And the only way to find them outside, especially when you live in a small house, is to always clean up. Come on. Have days of soul searching. You search your soul. The scripture says, examine yourself whether you be in the faith, because it's possible you might no longer be in the faith. But your name is Christian Michaels. Meanwhile, what your parents named you was Ebonhon. Jude Ebonhon. Juju they hear. But now you came to Lagos, you changed your name. The gods know the name they gave you. Because of the physical nature of causing pain, the ability to cause pain. So scorpion spirits are tormenting spirits. And the only way to expose them is to always do a lot of soul searching. Clean the house. Pray. When you pray over your family, don't just sometimes pray in your room. Sometimes go pace around. Go into your children's room. Go into the parlor. Go into the kitchen. And as you are speaking, as you are pacing, you begin to pray. That's number one. Please, you must understand that you already have divine authority. And authority always goes in, flows in the direction of crisis. Many of you are anointed, but you are not aware you are anointed because currently there is no crisis. Anytime there is a demand, the anointing will show up. And I need you to understand this. If you are able to establish in your personal life that the authority is at work, you will not be afraid to deploy it in the public space. The problem is that a lot of Christians would not dare attempt to say, Satan, stop there. Don't proceed further. You have to try it. And it's by faith, too. You will not feel anything when you say it. You will not feel Angel Michael beside you when you say it. But you must stand your ground. The Bible says, having done everything to stand, you have to stand, therefore. Stand, stand. You must stand. The only thing you have is garage. You stand there, bold face. Say, I can't do anything. This is my territory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have the victory. But your face must be strong when you are saying it. I am telling you, everybody you are looking at, Archbishop Daosa, Kenneth Egin, they didn't feel anything. Some of you want to feel something. That's why you are powerless. That's why you are powerless. You want to feel, the power has come. You will not feel anything. Free yourself now. As I'm saying it now, free yourself. You will not feel anything. I will come back and explain the feeling part. But if for you to be consistent in this operation, please don't expect any feelings. Expect your deploying your understanding based on what you know about the scriptures. Simple as ABC. You have divine authority. Not only to resist these powers, but to crush them completely. Come on, say amen. Scorpions are very tiny creatures. Also in the same way, they are very tiny, very little matters that can sting your soul and paralyze you. They are like the little foxes that spoil the vine. Let Let me quickly touch on something. Psalm chapter 91, verses 1 and 2. Then we'll go to verse 13. Psalm 91, 1 and 2. Very quickly, then we'll go to verse 13. If you don't know how to pray, but you are blessed with a husband or a wife that can pray, you are lucky. If you don't know how to pray, I said lucky. I didn't say you should go and sleep. If you are lucky, you have a wife that can pray, but you are always lazy. Well, I congratulate you. The devil will not touch you. The day you fight with your wife and she refuses to pray for you, they will say, hey, it's like now we have 30 minutes. Then that cane that they left soaked in pepper, they will go and bring it out. And if you are still type among those who dream, you see yourself. And you know, anytime I have those dreams and I see myself jumping from a building, tall building, that, and I will never get to the ground. I say it's time to fast and pray again. I've been playing. Once I see, because I don't run from demons. When I see people mentioning names of demons, I used to smile because your demons are very small. You understand? Your idols, they are very small. I have no respect for idols. But if for any reason, because you have to know yourself. The moment I see a vision and I see myself turning my back, no, it's not a good sign. That, from that day, prayer has started. Give me Psalm 91, quickly. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. In God's presence, there is a place, again, inside that place, that everybody cannot access. Come on now. Are you here? Don't go and tell anybody, oh, we had church today. You know, because I used to see my people, everybody on Instagram, telling people how they enjoy. Church is not meant to be enjoyed, though. All that one is just Instagram cruise. And very soon, even me, I will stop it. I said, church is not meant to be enjoyed. I don't know when church got to that level where we just want to tell people how church was fun. It's good for community, but we also need to let them know our church is power, so that it's a citadel of power. So it's not just cruise, and you will not win the world like that. All right. He that dwelleth in the secret place, he that dwelleth, not he that visited. In the spiritual realm, that's your address. Please, I need you to follow me. I hope you are tracking. That there are people who are of God, but they don't live in God's house. Spiritually, they live far away. They live at my 12. They live at Ikorodu. The king's house is at Alausa. Please hear me in the spirit. This is heaven, but somebody lives in Asurok. He that dwells, not he that visits. Stop visiting. Pack your load. Go there. Shall abide under the shadow. This particular promise is for those who have their residence there. He that dwelleth, which suggests to me, it is up to you, not God. Hello. I say your spiritual address must not show number 3, Ali Sheriff Street, Bagada, Surulere, Badamosi, Kenke, they're all those funny names. Your address might be that in Lagos. Your address must not be that location in the spirit realm. And this is the advantage some people have. Even though they are both Christians living in the same house, but they don't live in the same location spiritually. Put up that scripture. He that dwelleth in the secret place. Now, the secret place, if you look at this church now, would not be even this auditorium. It would be that office there. Which means if you don't have any business there, you can't go in there. When I was in the bank, the secret place was the vault. Do you know that when I was working in the bank as an operations manager, if I was late to the office, all the customers have to wait. there is nothing. My manager cannot ask me, hey, give me your combinations. Huh? My combinations. If I give you my combinations, they are useless to you. Because apart from combination, I have several keys. Some of those keys are as long. Look at these two hands. Like this. And if you have, who has an idea what I'm talking? Ah, God bless you. Aha. Those keys, they are not like your house keys. Oh. When you see it, you will know you are holding the key of life. There was a day, I forgot my combination. They wrote the combination on paper for me. First time. And they told me, my manager was, this is it. He was being nice. Then I looked at it. He said, this is how to do it. This is how to do it. This is how to do it. He said, you get it, you get it, you get it, you get it. Give me the paper. He tore it. I said, I never clam up. He said, ah, we die here. I was sweating. There's no AC in that vault. I was sweating. 1 hour, I couldn't open that thing. He tore it. No eyes must see that thing. Because that combination, not only must I master it, I will change it again. So that even him will not have access to it. Where God is calling you to dwell is only for the audience of one. You and him. You already know the song, which is the combination for that place. Anytime you are coming. Holy, 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 holy. Let me tell you. It's easy to tell a pastor that is not living there. Listen to his message. Just take 3 months' message. Listen to it. And the pastors who are there will be fought by. Pastors who are not living there, we fight them. Because they don't know the password. Huh? When we are talking about eternal things, some people can be talking about money. Huh? That's the only thing they know. Huh? It tells us where you are operating from. You can't help it. That's your level. But when you have seen the glory of God, and you have seen the mercy of God, and you have had encounters, you will only speak after the things you know. Say that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. I want you to pay attention to the description of God's personality. It was referred to as the Most High. That means there is a level where God is known as the Most High, which most people have not been introduced to because they are still comfortable with fellowshipping with God and seeing people. They can go to a church. They can't go to a church if there are no ACs. You want to be in a church where there are people. They cannot fellowship in any area where there's no crowd, because for them, crowd is a sign of approval. But let me tell you, only 8 people were saved in the flood of Noah. Crowd doesn't mean approval. Crowd is good. If you have 1 million customers, it's good. But it's not the sign of approval. It's a secret place. Please put up that scripture. He said you will dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. What does that tell you? It speaks to you about Messiah come. It speaks to you about proximity. That means God's shadow is so big that you can be covered. You can be, your own shadow disappears when you come close to him. You can't see your shadow. Is the shadow of a giant. Here, your personality is lost. Only your identity is only known in Christ. Because that's the only person that can stay here. What that scripture means is that you will lose yourself to get the password. You will lose your personal agenda to get the password. You may have aspirations to be this and that in this life, but you will lose it. I am telling you how to get here. That you cannot get here and have personal agenda. This is why most people don't want it. There's nothing wrong with ambition. But when God finds you, your ambition must become secondary. There's nothing wrong, because somebody now will hear what I did not say. There's nothing wrong with being ambitious. You want to be the governor, I will vote for you. But your ambition must become secondary. This man, got into that place, and the shadow of the Almighty covered him. We couldn't trace. No, nothing was said about him again. And that's why when you worship, or what you mean like worship songs, when you worship, the goal of worship is transportation. The idea is to take you to that point where your being there has nothing to do with fulfilling or marking a register. It's because you belong to a community, to a priesthood, of which you know you are not many in that place. Thank you. Put up that scripture. Verse 2. Let's round up quickly. He said, I will say of the Lord, is my what? Do you see the testimony of a man who has found the password to the secret place? No matter how troubled he is, he will tell you, the Lord is my what? Do you know what a refuge and a fortress is? It's a city of defense. Once you run into that place, nobody can touch you. So when you know you are oppressed and you are tired and you have nowhere to run to, you will pick one of those songs, the password. Because in my own vault then, we had the main door, then we had the second door, then we had the bulletproof door, which has combinations and several keys. There's a key that when you insert it, you pull your own out. The next person will insert his own, pull his own out. Then you insert a third one, pull it out. Then you start throwing combinations. I cannot fly on the same plane with my boss. I cannot travel. Oh, my car is not starting. Let's take a bus to Yanoro. No, sir. We can't go together. Because if they hold both of us, the vault is open. Do you understand that level? It's the same keyhole. Sir, the same keyhole. But the keys must go in differently and at a particular time. Then when you are done, 50, 4 times to the left, 20, 5 times to the 3. I beg. The thing is still there. Make I not give you a spoon. The thing is in my head though. Do you know I realize that I've left that bank for many years now. I still know the NIPS platform. I still understand all those softwares we used to use and all those. There's one thing they are calling Power BI now. Huh? I use that thing, though. My tellers used it. I slept for 1 year. Woke up. I heard that Power BI is now a skill. I just said, and they use this thing, though. Like, we used it for our daily bank. No, but, like, I just say, wow. It's amazing. They just sign you, create a profile. Oh, yeah, I'll be using it. It's a skill now. People are paying thousands. And you insert the key. And when we are done with that door, you will not see a burglary. You start inserting keys again. The door will open. You see another bulletproof door. As you are going in, no light. As you are going in, it's darker. Oh, are you with me? The more you go in, I don't know about your own, my sister. Our own, as the more you get into the vault, you will not be seeing light. You will not be seeing light. You have to learn how to throw combinations in the dark. Sometimes just aided by a small touch light. Like this. And you must be fast. Customers are waiting. Can you see that for every attempt, you will always, the devil will give you a reason to go back. Because it's getting darker. He's telling this place is not safe. My brother, go in. Go in. That's where the money is. There is a level above demand and supply. It's inside there. Go in. There is a level that is beyond sowing and reaping. Oh. When Abraham got to that point, God said, in blessing, I will bless you. Is that sowing and reaping? Ah, you gave me your son. You are willing to give me your son. Say from today, you are blessed. Which means without doing anything, you will be rich. But don't say amen until you get to that point and you pass. He said, I will see of the Lord is my refuge and my fortress. This is how you will see someone like Papa Uma Okpai. We will tell you that there's nothing any devil can do to him. Papa Uma Okpai taught and he preached that you must pay He said you must pay the tithe of 24 hours every day. 2 hours, 40 minutes with God. Have you heard that one? You are hearing now. You must pay tithe. That's the way he lives, and that's the way he trains all his spiritual sons. You must pay the tithe of 24 hours, which is 2 hours, 40 minutes. Wait till we talk. Everything's not about prayer. Let Papa Uma Okpai talk to you. You see someone just hold the mic, start singing Igbo songs, and demons will be jumping out. You did not ask that, Baba. He said, lay your hands. You cannot get it by laying of hands. Baba Uma Okpai said he fasts for 264 days every year. The person that is closest to Archbishop in terms of anointing today is Papa Uma Okpai. Go and do your research. It's not a Yoruba man, it's an Igbo man. In terms of unction, is that man. Go online and look for his messages. How can someone fast over 260 days? And you think God will overlook that with your Omomo revelation? This is your small chingom revelation. God will overlook a man that has given himself over to God. Do you know that man has a tertiary institution? That man is in billions. And he said, every day, 2 hours, 40 minutes. Abba now, you self thinker. If you be God. I know it's not by works, but you self still thinker. Reason now. When that man tells you that there's nothing you can do that will work against him, it's because he has found a place where most people run away from. It's a place of the secret. Even God calls it the secret place. Give me verse 13. Let's round up. Come on, say, I will go there. Come on, say, I just changed my address. In the name of Jesus. So your address is number one, the secret place, heavenly realms. Amen. Number one, secret place, the heavenly realms. Amen. So that's your new address. Say, thou shalt tread. Let's stand up on our feet. Let's pray. Say, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the serpent. You see, this matter of treading, of trampling, is a kingdom thing. The scripture said, God said to some of you may need to take off your shoes, because God said to, today you want to take your territories back. God said to Moses, he said, take off your shoes. Huh? For the ground you are standing on is what? Is it only because of the person there? Is it only because of Moses? It's only because of God who is there. The angel of the Lord said to Joshua, he said, take off your feet. They were about to go into, take off your shoes. Say, for the ground you are standing on is holy. And it was, no. It was after that meeting with that angel that we saw Joshua coming back to say, we are going to go around 7 times. In other words, the strategy was given to him after his obedience and response to God's holiness. God said to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, say, wherever the soles of your feet shall step on, shall tread on, say, I will give to you. But you know that territory may be affected by lions. Where God wants to give you, there will be lions there. Huh? Where God, Canaan, had enemies. So, do you understand what I'm saying? Because some of you think that where God has promised you, it will be with... No. You need to learn how to fight. If you are a civilian, your territory may not be guaranteed. Put up that scripture. Say, you will step upon the lion and the adder, the serpent. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample on. This is your mandate. Don't hold back. You're going to hold back. I want you to plead the blood of Jesus. I want you to plead the blood of Jesus over your bloodline. I want you to plead the blood of Jesus over your business. I want you to plead the blood of Jesus over your life. I want you to take this moment seriously. I want you to plead the blood, because we are going to do some trampling now. 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 Zokata hikalabaratosita inasa. 2 prayer warriors. I just need 2 prayer warriors. Plead the blood of Jesus. We are about to take territories. Ale kambara katose tele na tataya. Rabele kete kete le makatala. Zokataya nekaya le marato berika saida. A moment can be granted you in an instant, and you'll be given access to to what others have been trying to lay hold on. I want you to be jealous over your destiny in the next 5 days. Because a door, an entrance from the kingdom of God can be given to you in a moment. And I don't want you to squander it. I don't want you to squander it. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. A moment is about to be administered to you as an open door in the spirit. And I don't want you to lose sight. I don't want you to squander it. Lift up your voice and pray in the spirit. For you shall trample upon snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Don't lose this moment. A door is about to be ministered to you from the everlasting kingdom of our God. I want you to lift up your voice and begin to pray and begin to intercede. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. When that door opens, you will know. When that door is ministered to you, you will know. As a Catholic Mahata in the corner. Oh, Rabalekande Mekanekono. Zoketele Meropa Nikaile Beleko. Shanda Hia Leka Marakatali. Mareketele Metone Kanikasaida. Robelekende Isakaya. Lord, we ask that a door will be ministered to us this morning. An everlasting door will be ministered to us this morning. Yekande Lekende Ribahatali Anokosuta. Alekatande le melekusai, shanda hila, shahi kali marato sitaya. Oh, rabalekene keteze. Alekane marasa. Lelelele borota hikane. Zokata ye melekune parate. Zokata ye le melekorata kiana. Zokatele berota yanatale zopelende zokataya zorata. There is a door that is being ministered from the everlasting kingdom of our God. Zopelende karati zopai o lekande bereketala zopa lekende rika sotaya zuperete likando rosafale. Oh, Rabale Kende Leborosa. Oh, Yahidi Tamale. Oh. Let the gates of the innermost court begin to open up. The gate of the innermost court begin to open up. The gate of the innermost court begin to open up. In the name of Jesus. Zohekale ne merita inakasata. Something is happening here. Somebody is pressing in. Somebody is pressing in. Somebody is pressing in. Rabba leka ye karonota. Take delivery. 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 Take back your territory. Take back your territory. Take back your territory. Oh, Zaketali Malakunde Likaika Saida. Now receive the fire for prayer. Receive the fire for intercession. Receive the spirit of seeking the Lord. Zekataya Lemekano to Saida. Zokale Parando Sotaya. Ia lekane maraba sotaya. Ika linda burusetaya. Zokataya leka barasotelia. Inda barasu kende likabaya. Ia rapalia. Is the unction for prayer. 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 Is the kataya. Your next level. is tied to prayer. Your next level 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 is tied to prayer. Is tied to prayer. Your next level is tied to prayer. Rakata yelebede godozata. It's tied to prayer. It's tied to prayer. It's tied to prayer. Lo para que tal marasa. It's tied to prayer. Is a good. Zabarakata lebele konoko sotaye le melokotaya. Zoketelia rekala. Zoketele merota. Zapia likoroteka. Yemekunekaya. Zaketalu marase. Zuprende kata. Yelekedeguza tiasa. Libara pato. Livarute. Zikano makara. Lira badulekale. Zoketelia. Erabalia. Baranaba zekale kali rabishatala lebrozata lekabariza eborozataye ilabari masa ezokande likada erabali kaduzetaye zokale mereto biaza latia. Is a cry for prayer, is the beckoning of 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 prayer. Is the beckoning of prayer? 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 Zatea andelika burapaze lekande libarasa buretaze telia ezopale kanda robase kala barita zoya. Help her, help her. Lekadaze rebazotaya libaruse taya likambaruse tale. Zuketa lekala, rabila zutea, lebara taze, power de kale, zupereta, libranda, revive a fire, barika zutea, likarende lebosota, zutelende kelebarase, jande legalanda baraka sutia. There's going to be a burning in your spirit. There's going to be a burning in your spirit. You will be reinvited back into the place of prayer. You are being reinvited back into the place of prayer. You are being reinvited back into the place of prayer. You are being reinvited back. Reclaim your fire. 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 Zerebele kono dadada dabia. Zomplekete konda legabaya. Zaprakata lekene mekona. Shabarata ye kala zotayande. Zebele gede gede gedia. Zoprakata ya lekana basuta. Rabale kende regede le bosuta. E rabale kozutayada. E zabaleno. O rabalina. E zabiala. Arabale gene kona, zaprakatale gene kuna, arabale gene melokuza. There is a beckoning. There is a beckoning. There is a beckoning. There is a beckoning. I release you from every attempt to corrupt your soul. I release you. Power kazata, in the name of Jesus. Power from above. Likazote lianda. Come, come, come. Let me pray with you. Come. In the name of Jesus. Le barasutele kelenata. Areba le kanotosia. I take authority in the name of Jesus. And I release you from every attempt to corrupt your soul. I release you from every attempt to corrupt your soul. In the name of Jesus. I cleanse your soul now. With the word of God. And by the declarations that you are hearing. Let the blood of Jesus begin to purify you, body, soul, and spirit. Every legal covenant and agreement is canceled. In the name of Jesus, I release you
I release you. I release you. Now, they no longer have any hold over you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, listen to me. You don't get out of this mood. Because before you get home, the Lord will tell you how you'll be meeting with Him. This week, we make a mistake many times. You come out of a meeting like this, and then you go back. No. It's a summoning. It's a summoning. I'm not saying you won't go to work, but the Lord will tell you when to meet with Him this week. You need to build on this. Normally, we should be here praying for the next 2 hours, but I'm conscious of time. But I'm going to give this to you. You need to go back home and rearrange the next 7 days, how you are going to meet with Him. Maybe from that 7 days, it will take it to 14. Then it will take it to 21. Then maybe you add some vigil to it. Listen to me. Those who seek for Him early will find Him. There is no finding if there is no seeking. There is something that is about to happen. And your influence, your level of influence is about to change. Because I saw Him change your office. I saw Him change your tables. And I saw Him change your seat. Glory has come. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you have been stirred in your spirit, shout hallelujah. Tata, Zarata, Likazo, Rofeteliana, Robesitane, Lipreketele Kunakisaida. Listen, play. There's a particular business that is, someone has a business, and that business has been suffocating. And the Lord said, I should ask you a question. He said, You said that I am your business partner. And the Lord said, I should ask you, in what way have I been the one making the decisions in this company? The Lord said, I should ask you. Because now, the river where Elijah sat and the birds were coming to feed him, the river is getting dried. The Lord said, I should ask you, that in what way have you honored Him? When you always tell people, you go about and say, the Lord is my partner, He's the senior partner. The Lord said, those who honor me, I will honor. And those who despise me, I will lightly esteem. Listen to me, if you are that person, go back and give God His rightful chair. Go back and give God His rightful place in your business. If you want to see His help, God doesn't take number two. He takes number one. In fact, oh, God is doing something with that lady. God, listen to me. If you run a business, go and find out how your business is going to honor the Lord. That's all I came to tell you. God said He cannot take number two. He must take number one. He is the senior partner. You are the junior partner. Simple as ABC. If you cannot do that, stop telling people. Stop telling people that you and this is God's business, because the river will dry up. Everything the Lord says is for redemption. So please hear what I'm saying in your spirit. The Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. The Lord is not restrained from His ability to deliver, but our sin, our iniquity, have kept Him from us, have kept us from Him. And it now looks like God has abandoned us. He has not. So every time He speaks, it is because He speaks in mercy. Every time He speaks, it's because He wants to restore us. Every time He speaks, it's because He wants to help us. And as many as call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Lord, I pray for everyone who is in this meeting this morning and those who are watching online. Lord, I ask that the grace for establishment will be released this morning. The grace for establishment will be released this morning. The grace to tarry will be released this morning. Lord, we are sorry. We have abandoned our altars. Lord, we are sorry. We have neglected You. Lord, we are sorry. We used You and walked away. But Lord, today we ask for Your mercy. And we ask for restoration for everyone, for every family, for every life that is represented here. Lord, we ask that times of refreshing will come again in the name of Jesus. Let every barren land receive rain. Let every barren land receive rain. Let every barren land receive rain. Let every barren land begin to receive rain. Begin to receive rain. Begin to receive rain. Let there be an outpouring of the Spirit upon every dry ground in the name of Jesus. If you believe, put your hands together and bless the Lord. Glory to God.